Next, let's look at an effort to improve the odds of surviving the war on terror. When American soldiers go into combat, they are supposed to carry a tourniquet. It's a device of cloth and plastic meant to stop the bleeding after a serious injury. Military doctors consider tourniquets essential, and a Virginia company wants to go further by building tourniquets into soldiers' uniforms. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Among the many risks soldiers face, few are more serious than major extremity wounds, when a bullet or an explosive device damages the main artery in the arms or legs. It's a relatively common injury in warfare, and often a fatal one. And it's why Terry Naughton's company has introduced a new type of military uniform.
There's two tourniquets. They're built into the pants, so if I got hit, I could come here, open the tourniquet, I can stop the blood flow within 22 seconds.
Naughton is with a Virginia company called Black Hawk Products Group, a manufacturer of military and law enforcement gear. At a Las Vegas trade show this month, he demonstrated the company's integrated tourniquet system, trousers with tourniquets in the legs, and jackets with them in the arms. Naughton wants the Pentagon to incorporate the idea into military uniforms so troops can apply their own tourniquets quickly if they're wounded.
If you got hit in the femoral artery, if you don't apply pressure and stop that, within 2 minutes you're going to pass out. Another minute later, you're going to be dead. So with this system, what we're allowed to do, we can access it immediately, and I can stabilize and seek medical attention.
According to one study, the conventional tourniquets that soldiers already carry can reduce deaths from extremity injuries more than 50%. But Black Hawk officials claim their product is even better. Dr. Keith Rose, a retired Army surgeon who developed it, says the integrated tourniquets can be at work stopping blood loss within 8 seconds after an injury.
The current tourniquet used by the military is a fine tourniquet, but it doesn't take into account whether the operator or soldier at the time can find the tourniquet. Is it daytime? Is it nighttime? Is he crammed into a Humvee where he can't just reach into his pack and pull it out? And the nice thing about the integrated tourniquet system is that it's right there.
Black Hawk has demonstrated the system for military leaders who say they're considering whether to use it. Skeptics in the military community point out that integrated tourniquets haven't been tested in combat, and so far there's no scientific data to prove they'd save more lives than regular tourniquets do.
These are the pants.
Meanwhile, as Black Hawk waits for the Pentagon's response, the company has begun marketing the integrated tourniquet line to other possible customers. At the trade show, the product attracted interest from Florida weapons dealer Ron Rogers, who envisions civilian uses for it.
I mean, law enforcement has a certain application for SWAT teams in terms of their uniforms, and it's a product that meets a need, and they meet it in a way that was well thought out. So when you look at the application, it's going to save lives.
Black Hawk says in addition to law enforcement personnel, it hopes to find a potential market among military contractors, hunters, and even people who work in dangerous industries like oil riggers. The company has just begun shipping integrated tourniquet trousers direct to the public, with prices starting about $90 a pair. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.